kao što su požuda, želja i žudnja. Bhakta se tada učvršćuje u vrlini i postaje potpuno srećan. Živo biće u svom normalnom, prirodnom položaju potpuno zadovoljno i duhovno blaženo. To stanje unutrašnjih zadovoljstva naziva se Brahma Bhuta ili Atmananda. Ono nije kao zadovoljstvo ljene budale ogrezle u debelom neznanju. Ne, Atmanandi je zadovoljan u sebi i nadišao je materijalno postojanje. Taj se stadijum savršenstva dostiže onoga trenutka kada služenje gospodinu više ništa ne može da poremeti. Predano služenje nije neaktivnost, već neokaljena djelatnost duše. U dodiru s materijom duša počinje da djeluje na jedan izopačen i bolestan način, što se ispoljava u vidu požude, želje, žudnje, neaktivnosti, gluposti i spavanja. Predano služenje, međutim, potpuno uklanja sve ove posljedice strasti i neznanja. Čim do toga dođe, bhakta se učvršćuje u guni vrline i napreduje dalje da bi se uzdigao na položaj vasudeve, stanje čiste satve, šuda satve. Jedino u tom stanju šuda satve, u kojem smo obdareni čistom ljubavlju prema Krišni, neprestano vidimo Krišnu oči u oči. Bhakta se uvijek nalazi pod utjecajem gune čiste vrline i zato nikome ne nanosi štetu. S druge strane, a bhakta, makoliko obrazovan bio, uvijek izaziva štetu. Bhakta nije ni glup, ni naprasit. Štetu čine budale i naprasiti ljudi ne mogu biti gospodinove bhakte, pa makar se i tako nosili. Bhakta mora da se odlikuje svim dobrim osobinama Boga. U kvantitativnom pogledu on ima manje od tih osobina nego Bog, ali su u kvalitativnom pogledu gospodina bhakta istovjetni.
Imamo Višnju Vraja, Krišna predstavlja Budovićnju, imate i Bhakti Duranta Svani Kanamne, Namaste, Sarasvatan Deve, Gorvani Vrčarne, Nirviše i Šavisni Vadi, Vanske, Vyade, Siddharmas. We've heard how by associating with the devotees and hearing about Krishna consciousness.
Vidimo, ako se družimo sa bhaktama i slušamo svjesnosti Krišne,
one begins to practice devotional service seriously.
Osoba počne da prakticira predano služenje veoma ozbiljno.
Then eventually becomes in the state of anartha and vritti, gradually the anarthas are dissipated.
I kad dođe do razne stadijuma anartha i vritti, znači onda se počinju i anarthe rastapati.
And now one comes to the stage of nishta, where one is actually fixed in devotional service.
Kada osoba dođe da, na nivo ništa, onda je u temeljnom predanom služenju.
Brahma, Buddha, Prasanatma, Nishoshiti, Nakamshiti, Samaksarveshu, Bhuteshu, Madhvatim, Labhate, Param. This is the, when one no longer hankers or laments.
Kada osoba više ne žudi i ne jadikuje.
When he sees all the deities as Krishna's eternal servants.
Kada vidi sva živa bića kao Krišna vječne sluge,
then he becomes joyful.
Onda postaje radostan.
Being joyful is not exactly real happiness, but one is freedom from material distress.
Biti radostan, znači, to nije stvarno kao biti samo sretan, nego oslobođen od materijalnog uznemirenja.
Actually, the material world means nothing but distress.
Materijalni svijet ne znači ništa drugo nego uznemirenje, materijalno uznemirenje.
Our efforts to acquire happiness here are also full of distress.
I naši napori da dostignemo sreću su puni tog uznemirenja.
If one wants a comfortable house,
ako osoba želi udobnu kuću,
then one has to work very hard to get it.
Mora raditi jako naporno da bi je dobio.
So it's distress working hard to get a comfortable house.
Vrlo je uznemiravajuće raditi naporno da bismo dobili kuću.
And after getting a comfortable house, then one has to work to maintain the comfortable house.
I kad je konačno dobije tu udobnu kuću, onda mora raditi jako naporno da bi održavao.
And even if one is seated on his comfortable chair.
I čak i ako osoba sjedi na nekom udobnom, na nekoj udobnoj stolici.
He's always in anxiety what to do to maintain my situation.
On je uvijek u tiskobi kako da, što da radim da bi održavao svoju situaciju.
So one is always hankering for some comfortable situation.
I osoba uvijek žudi za nekom udobnom situacijom.
And if one finds a comfortable situation, he wants it to become more comfortable.
I ako osoba konačno dobije tu udobnu situaciju, onda želi da mu postane još udobnije.
So that desire in itself is disturbing.
I ta želja sama po sebi je već uznemirenje.
And one is always fearful that my comfortable situations will come to an end soon.
I osoba je uvek u tjeskobi i zabrinuta da će to udobna situacija se ipak na neki način završiti.
One works hard to enjoy on the weekend.
Osoba radi jako naporno da bi uživala vikendom.
But one is in anxiety about the next week.
Ali onda u tjeskobi zbog narednog tjedna.
Therefore can't enjoy the weekend.
Zato ne može baš ni uživati u tom vikendu.
Therefore the materialist has to take intoxication to try and forget.
Tako materialisti uzimaju razne vrste intoksikacije da bi zaboravili.
So for him happiness is to become unconscious.
Za njih sreća znači postati nesvjestan.
So this is not actually happiness, it's just lack of consciousness.
To nije znači prava sreća, to je samo nedostatak svjesnosti.
And then after one gets loses his comfortable situation.
I pošto osoba ipak izgubi tu neku svoju
udobnu
situaciju, postane isfrustrirana, ljuta.
So at every step there's stress.
Znači na svakom koraku postoji uznemirenje.
So our desire to be comfortable is distressful.
Naše želje da da nam bude udobno su uznemiravajuće.
And our frustration over our inability to become completely happy and comfortable is also distressful.
I naše želje i da postanemo potpuno sretni su tako isto tako jako uznemiravajući.
We're fearful about the future.
Stalno smo strahu za budućnost.
And we're in distress about the past.
I uznemireni smo zbog prošlosti.
So these are the nature's effects of ignorance and passion.
To su znači odlike neznanja i strasti.
It's hard to live in the present when you're always worried about the future.
Jako je teško živjeti u sadašnjosti ako stalno brinemo za budućnost.
And in between the present and the future there was the past, or the past was just what we remember.
A između sadašnjosti i budućnosti je ta prošlost koja se sjećamo.
And it was never exactly what we wanted.
I to nije nikad bilo ono što smo u stvari željeli.
Therefore to live in the present is very difficult.
Tako živjeti u sadašnjosti je veoma teško.
Only if one gets free from his attraction to the future and the past.
Jedino ako osoba ostane oslobođena od privučenosti prošlosti i budućnosti.
But because the conditioned soul is addicted to thinking he can make a better future.
Ali pošto je osoba vezana zato da razmišlja da može napraviti, da može ostvariti neku bolju budućnost.
As if we're going to create some situation and then finally we're going to be happy forever in this material world.
Tako da će konačno kreirati neku situaciju i zauvijek biti sretan u materijalnom svijetu.
Or if we could only go back into the past and do it all over again, we might be much nicer now.
Ili kad smo barem mogli otići u prošlost i ponovo sve napraviti, ovaj put bi bilo mnogo bolje.
No, the only thing you can learn about the past is that people don't learn from the past.
Jedina stvar koju možemo naučiti od prošlosti je da ljudi stvari ništa ne nauče od prošlosti.
That the only thing to learn from the past is stop hankering for the future.
Jedina stvar koju možemo naučiti iz prošlosti je da prestanemo žuditi za budućnost.
But only if we come in contact with something superior can we actually give up this hankering and lamentation.
Jedino ako dođemo u kontakt sa nečim uzvišenijim možemo konačno odustati od te žudnje i jadikovanja.
Trying to sit aloof from our material minds is very difficult.
I'm sorry.
Trying to stay aloof.
Aloof.
Neutral.
Pokušati ostati neutralni prema djelatnosti svog uma je jako teško.
Without being attached or averse to our material conceptions.
A da nismo na neki način privučeni i odbijeni nekim našim materialnim koncepcijama.
It's very difficult.
To je jako
teško. We have opinions about everything.
Imamo neko mišljenje o svemu.
And we have strong feelings about everything that we have opinions about.
Imamo jaka osjećanja o tim stvarima o kojima razmišljamo.
So only if we get some opinion about Krishna.
Jedino ako imamo neko razmišljanje na Krishnu.
And develop strong feelings for Krishna.
I razvijemo jako osjećanje za Krishnu.
Can we surpass our strong feelings and conceptions about everything else?
Možemo nadići ta jaka osjećanja i koncepcije u vezi sa svim ostalim.
Only if we understand things in relation to Krishna can we become aloof from our present conceptions.
Jedino ako sve svoje koncepcije povežemo sa Krišnom, možemo postati neutralni prema ostalim svojim materijalnim koncepcijama.
So of course that's due to the fact that coming in contact with Krishna, one's experiences a higher taste.
A to je zbog toga kada osoba dođe u kontakt sa Krišnom, onda kuša viši ukus.
After all the hankering lamentation we have is all about acquiring higher taste.
I zapravo sve to naše sva ta naša žudnja i jadikovanje su zbog toga što želimo da dostignemo neki viši ukus.
That we actually think that somehow or another we can learn how to eat, sleep, mate, defend here and actually get a higher taste.
I na neki način mislimo da možemo ovdje jesti, spavati, braniti se, razmnožavati i dobiti neki viši ukus.
But if we actually get a higher taste from Krishna consciousness, then we'll see that even if we go to the Nandana forest and enjoy with the upstaras there, it still will be insignificant.
Ali ako na neki način dostignemo svjesnost Krišne, vidjet ćemo da čak i ako odemo u Nandana šumu i tamo uživamo sa apsarama, vidjet ćemo da je to na neki način beznačajno.
Because everyone's in anxiety, even Brahma's in anxiety.
Zato što su svi u tjeskobi, čak i Brahma je u tjeskobi.
He can't completely be in the present.
I on ne može biti potpuno u sadašnjosti.
Because he's growing old.
I on stari.
Right now, he had his 50th birthday.
Trenutno je Brahma imao svoj 50. rođendan.
He's 1 year younger than... He only has around 150 trillion years left to live. So he's in anxiety, he's going to die.
Because
we think we're going to live forever.
Naravno, mi mislimo da ćemo vječno živjeti.
So how can he enjoy his breakfast? Of course, it's noon. It's noon in Brahmaloka.
A tako kako Brahma može živjeti u svom doručku, ali sad je u stvari podne na Brahmaloka.
So how can he enjoy his lunch? He thinks I'm going to die soon.
Kako može živjeti u svom ručku kad misli uskoro ću umrijeti?
Therefore, he's always engaged in meditation.
Zbog toga je uvijek angažiran u meditaciji.
Try to overcome old age, disease and death.
Pokušava da nadiđe starost, bolest i smrt.
Just like Loma Harishi.
Poput Loma
Harishi. Loma Harsha Rishi.
Ramaharsha.
Loma, it's Loma. 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 Loma Rishi.
Loma Rishi.
He had hair that's covering his body.
Ima je kosu koje, dlake koje su prekrivala njegovo tijelo.
And every time a Brahma would be born and would die, then one of his hairs would fall out.
I svaki put kad se Brahma rodio i umro, jedna dlaka bi mu otpala.
And he'd live as long as he had any hair left on his body.
I ima taj blagoslov da živi sve dotle dok god ima tih dlaka na tijelu.
Meditating by the bank of the Ganges, his disciples came and asked if they could build a bhajan kutir for him.
A meditirao je na obali Ganga i njegov učenik je došao i pitao ga da li bi mu mogao sagraditi neki bhajan kutir.
And his response was, why? What was the sense? I'm only going to be here for a short period of time.
I onda je govorio, mislim, što bi se gnjavili s tim, onako će ovdje biti kratko vrijeme.
Therefore, one should realize that the real success in life is to somehow or another become conscious of Krishna.
Tako osoba bi trebala shvatiti da je pravi uspjeh u životu da na ovaj ili onaj način spoznamo Krišnu.
And the process is given here. I think we have to hear about Krishna.
I proces je ovdje dan, znači trebamo slušati o Krišni.
We have to chant Krishna's glories.
A pjevati o Krišnim slavama.
And act as if Krishna is actually God.
I djelovati kao da je Krišna u stvari Bog.
The more we can do that, the more Krishna reveals himself to us.
I što to više radimo, Krišna će se više razotkrivati.
That is relatively easy to recognize, well, the temple belongs to Krishna.
Relativno je lako shvatiti da temple pripada Krišni.
It's more difficult to believe that to think my house belongs to Krishna.
Mnogo je teže shvatiti da moja kuća isto tako pripada Krišni.
What to speak of my wife and children and my car.
A da ne pričamo o mojoj ženi, djeci, autu.
To think that I'm only the servant of Krishna, and these actually are his things.
Da razmišljam tako sam ja samo njegov sluga, a sve ove stvari su njegove.
Then we get down to this body belong to Krishna.
I onda dolazimo do toga da je ovo tijelo pripada Krišni.
And then finally, that I belong to Krishna.
I konačno, ja pripadam Krishna.
So, by devotional service, we're supposed to gradually come to not accept these things.
Predanim sredanjem, konačno trebamo prihvatiti ove stvari.
And as we accept these things, then our mind doesn't become deviated from Krishna.
I kako prihvatimo, onda naš um neće se na neki način odlaziti od razmišljanja o Krishni.
It's getting bigger every time.
Lord Krishna, you.
You have to leave the sukha.
Yes,
you can develop this. Neck muscles too.
Da ja razvijem svoje mišiće, vratne.
Because as soon as we forget that something belongs to Krishna.
Čim zaboravimo da nešto pripada Krishni.
Then we don't utilize in Krishna service anymore.
Onda to više ni ne koristimo u Krishna službi.
And then, because we're not engaged in Krishna service, therefore we're not in Krishna consciousness.
I onda ako nismo angažirani u služenju Krishne, onda nismo u svjesnosti Krishne.
And therefore, then when we start our sadhana again, then it's almost like coming out of the cold, trying to get warm again.
I kad ponovo počnemo sa svojom sadanom, to je kao kad ponovo izlazimo iz neke hladnoće i ponovo se zagrijavamo.
If you try to light a fire,
ako pokušamo zapaliti vatru,
and then during the day you just put on water under the fire,
i tokom dana pljusnemo vodu na tu vatru,
and then during at night then you try to light the fire again,
i navečer ponovo pokušamo zapaliti vatru,
then it's going to take some time before the fire gets warm again.
Uzet će nam nešto vremena prije nego što se ponovo zapali i prije nego što se ugrijemo.
But if one feeds the fire throughout the whole day, then there's no problem.
Ali ako osoba održava tu vatru tokom dana, onda nije problem.
So our main problem is that we forget that we're Krishna's servants.
Naš osnovni problem je što zaboravimo da smo Krishna sluge.
And we think that all these different objects that I think I'm in control of, that they're meant for my enjoyment.
I mislimo za sve te razne objekte koje ja kontroliram da su one namijenjene tome da bih ja uživao.
And so Krishna gives us the intelligence how to enjoy the material energy.
I Krishna nam daje inteligenciju kako da uživamo materijalnu energiju.
Because that's what we want.
To je ono što želimo.
And if we want the intelligence how to utilize Krishna's possessions in Krishna's service, he'll also give us that intelligence.
I ako želimo inteligenciju kako da sve održavamo u svjesnosti Krishna, Krishna će nam dati tu inteligenciju.
We simply have to ask him.
Samo ga trebamo pitati.
It's a question of sincerity.
To je pitanje iskrenosti.
If we think that out of the blue Krishna is just going to reveal everything to me, even though I never asked him to do it.
Mislim da će nam to tako Krishna nije otkud razotkriti sve, čak i ako ga ja ništa ni ne pitam.
Then Krishna, that's not what Krishna wants.
I to nije ono što Krishna želi.
Krishna wants voluntarily that we become Krishna conscious.
Krishna želi da mi dobrovoljno postanemo svjesni Krishne.
So we have to ask Krishna, what should I do?
I trebamo pitati Krishna, šta treba napraviti?
Then Krishna will give us the intelligence what to do.
Onda će nam Krishna dati inteligenciju šta trebamo napraviti.
That's why we have regulated sadhana.
Zbog toga imamo reguliranu sadhana.
Because we're told we're supposed to chant Hare Krishna a certain number of rounds a day.
Rečeno nam da trebamo pjevati određeni broj krugova svaki dan.
So we don't have to call up our spiritual master and ask how many rounds should I chant today.
Tako da ne moram svaki čas zvati, pozvati guru i pitati ga koliko danas treba mantra.
We know how many we're supposed to do. It's just a question whether we do it or not.
Znači znamo koliko trebamo, pitanje da li mi to radimo ili ne.
We know how many principles we're supposed to follow.
Isto tako znamo koliko principa trebamo slijediti.
Now that we call up our spiritual master, can I follow just two regular principles today?
Ne da sam ono duhovnog učitelja i kažem, mogu li ja danas slijediti samo dva regulativna principa?
No, we know his reply what will be.
I mi znamo koji će biti njegov odgovor.
So, in the same way, if we, everything is more or less laid out, what we're supposed to be doing.
Da, i na taj način, sve nam je na neki način rečeno šta bismo trebali raditi.
And we have any doubts, we can ask Krishna.
I ako imamo bilo kakvi sumnje, pitamo
Krishnu. And Krishna help us remember whatever we've read in the scripture or we've heard from Krishna's representatives.
I Krishna će nam dati indikaciju da se sjetimo onaj što smo čitali iz pisa ili što smo dobili kao instrukcije od svetih osoba.
And he'll give us some intelligence what to do under those circumstances.
I dati nam inteligenciju kako što da radimo pod određenim okolnostima.
And if still we don't know what to do, then we shouldn't do anything till we find out what to do.
I onda ako još uvijek ne znamo šta trebamo napraviti, onda ne bismo trebali ništa uraditi da bismo spoznali šta trebamo uraditi.
Look through the scriptures.
Potražimo u spisima.
Consult with Krishna's representatives.
Savjetimo se sa Krishnim predstavnicima.
Pray to Krishna.
Molimo se Krishna.
And when everything's clear, then we can act.
I kada mi onda sve jasno, onda djelujemo u skladu s tim.
But if we think we already know everything,
ali ako mislimo da sve već znamo,
we don't have to think of the scriptures.
Onda ne razmišljamo o spisima.
We don't have to consult with Krishna's representatives.
Ne moramo se savjetovati sa Krishnim predstavnicima.
We don't have to humbly pray to the super soul.
Ne moramo se ponizno moliti na duši.
Because I know everything.
Zato što znam
sve. And whatever I do is divine.
I sve što radim sve je božansko.
Then obviously our mood of devotion will develop very quickly.
I naravno moje raspoloženje predanosti će se brzo razviti.
Or we don't even think like that, we just go along with life, is it?
Čak ne razmišljamo, tako idemo kroz život.
I have my life and I just live it.
I idem kroz život i naprosto ga živim.
Then we've kind of missed the whole point of studying the scriptures and trying to use our intelligence.
Promašimo cijelu pantu od studiranja spisa i ne koristimo inteligenciju.
And developing a different conception, not only in the temple, but during our whole life.
I razvijemo različite koncepcije, ne samo u hramu, već tokom života.
That way we'll be able to see Krishna everywhere and always.
I onda ćemo biti u stanju da vidimo Krishnu svuda.
Always.
Uvijek.
And that's called Krishna consciousness.
To se zove svjesnost Krishne.
Then there's no more hankering and lamentation.
I onda nema žudnje i jadikovanja.
We're actually in ecstasy, remembering Krishna, his name, his form, his associates.
Mi smo onda u zanosu, sjećajući se Krišnog imena, oblika.
Then there's no more, nothing more to hanker for.
I ne postoji više ništa za čim smo trebali žuditi.
Then it won't make a big difference which house we're sleeping in.
I onda ne će nam biti sve jedno u kojoj kući spavamo.
If we're always in ecstasy, well...
Ako smo uvijek u zanosu...
What does it matter?
Šta je... Ne, kakva je veza ima, mislim, u kojoj kući spavamo.
But at least here we have, if we're not anxiety.
Barem ovdje nismo u tjeskobi.
We're not hankering and lamenting.
Ne žudimo i ne jadikujemo.
Then one will be satisfied in any circumstance.
You won't be.
Will be.
Bit ćemo zadovoljni u svim, pod svim okolnostima.
Then one will hanker to become more Krishna conscious.
I žudit ćemo da postanemo više svjesni Krishna.
Because one can see that the process works.
I onda osoba shvati da proces djeluje.
So, we'll stop there. Any questions?
Neke pitanje?
Yes.
Ti.
Jedno pitanje. Znači, mi možemo da praktikujemo proces ovaj svjesnosti Krišne, kod smo sad te čak i onaj životinu.
I would like to ask you a question, so we can practice devotional service for lifetimes.
I hope so.
Yes, I love that.
Ja čuo sam kad dokle god smo u zoni komforta, znači namislimo sebe na stvarati obožanstvo, obožavanje, radimo, napravimo neki korak, znači ne uđemo u zonu na tezama, mi ju napravimo, pa sam pretrzao ono nešto možda o tome.
So we can adjust the situation and be like in our comfort zone, like we are persuaded that it is deities and doing everything, but until we go into the stretching zone, we don't advance. Can you?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you a little bit?
Well, I mean, do you mean by comfort zone our normal material activities?
Ako pod tom zonom komfora podrazumevaš naše redovne materijalne aktivnosti.
Ne, u duhovnom životu govorio ja kruda pravo zona komfora, zona potezanja. Tako da govorim da mi možemo da ne mislimo sebe ono jako lijep, duhovni život, ali da zona ovaj
mantram obožavam ja, ljudi. He's thinking like it is spiritual, like you can, you know, live comfortably by worshiping the deities, chanting.
Well, that's material.
To je materijalno. To nije duhovno.
Still material.
To je uvijek materijalno.
We're aspiring to become devotees.
Mi tu aspiriramo da budemo bhakti.
Worshiping the deities and so we have nice prasadam, nice place to sleep, nice relationships with everyone. That's all material.
Znači, ako božamo božanstvo, imamo lijep prasadam, lijepe odnose sa drugima, sve to materijalno.
Znači, jedino je misija, da, ako mogu da shvatim, znači, jedino je misija možemo učiti onaj napredovaj. Znači, nešto da radimo da šla pravo vada na misiju.
So it's just bringing the mission, you know, can, you know, help us to advance, doing something for Srila Prabhupada.
Well, we have to become Krishna conscious.
Moramo postati svjesni Krishna, ti možeš raditi to, opet ako nisi svjesan Krishna.
We can be in the mode of goodness.
Možemo biti u guni vrline.
To be satisfied by the mode of goodness.
Tom gunom vrline.
But that's not a disadvantage, but we have to, yes, we have to do something for Krishna consciousness.
To je u redu, ali ona, još uvijek moramo nešto uraditi da bismo postali svjesni Krishna.
We have to become an instrument for Krishna.
Moramo postati Krishna instrument.
What that means may be different for different people.
Što to znači može biti različito od osobe do osobe.
Perhaps a householder with a big family, he has to work.
Možda kuća domaćin sa velikom porodicom treba raditi.
So his work, if it's done for Krishna,
i ako njegov posao, on radi
za Krishna, the results are offered to Krishna,
i rezultate nudi Krishna,
that's also Krishna consciousness.
To je svjesnost Krishna isto.
To try and make his family Krishna conscious.
I pokušava da učini članove sa obitelji svjesnim Krishna.
So they also have to hear and chant about Krishna.
I oni isto tako trebaju slušati i pjevati Krishna.
And when the situation is favorable, they can do namahata or do some preaching.
I kada je situacija povoljna, onda mogu raditi neki namahata, preaching.
But one has to act according to the reality of the circumstances.
Ali osoba treba da djeluje u skladu sa okolnostima.
Otherwise, that's just mental speculation.
U suprotnom sve mentalna špekulacija.
It's a question of increasing the quality first of our activities.
To je pitanje povećanja kvalitete naših
aktivnosti. Not changing.
Ne mijenjanja, nego povećanja kvalitete. I stvar da li ćeš uraditi ovo ili ono, nego svjesno za koga.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura was a householder.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura je bio kućan domaćin.
But at the same time, he preached as much as he could.
Ali isto vrijeme propovedao što je više mogao.
Which was quite a bit because he was Krishna conscious.
Što je jako puno jer je bio svjesan Krishna.
But he still took care of his family.
Ali isto vremeno je vodio brigu o članima svojeg obitelji.
Yeah. What is the turning point between when you have like comfortable, nicely worshipping everything? What is the third point when you like go to spiritual life? Koja je tačka kad se prilagodimo taj materijalistički duhovni život na duh pravilno?
Well, real spiritual life begins at this point, which is described here.
Pravi duhovni život počinje novo došlo, što je sad ovdje opisano.
When we realize we're spiritual.
Kada shvatimo da smo duhovni.
Why the Brahma Buddha?
Na razni Brahma Buddha.
Then one's life becomes completely spiritual.
I onda život osobe postane potpuno duhovan.
But even we're not on that platform of Brahma Buddha.
Ili čak i kad nismo na toj razni Brahma
Buddha. Still we're on the platform of Tushanti. We feel some, we know that these are the right activities because they give us some satisfaction.
I kad smo na toj razini Tushanti, to znamo da smo da je to u redu zato što nam daju neko to daje za neko zadovoljstvo.
So they're not complete. We're still attached, as it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as long as one feels some satisfaction when one eats nicely and can sleep nicely.
Kao što se kaže Chaitanya Charitamrita, sve dotle dok osoba ima taj osjećaj da jede lijepo, dok je vezan na to da jede lijepo i da spava na lijepom mjestu.
Then one is still said to be on the material platform.
Osoba je još uvijek na materijalnoj razini.
And then the definition of devotional service is given. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitam mati after that verse.
Definicija predanog služenja dana iza tog stiha.
That is when one is actually loving, developing a desire to please Krishna.
Kada osoba počne da razvija želju da zadovolji Krishna.
Therefore, Agyane, Priyasa, Mudupasana, Mantaeva, we're following a process by which we can gradually become Krishna conscious.
Tako da osoba slijedi proces, ali postupno treba postati svjesna Krishna.
So our devotional life will awaken.
I naš duhovni život prenos služenja se budi.
So this hearing and chanting and service, that will awaken our spiritual life.
Znači to slušanje i pjevanje o Krišni i služba će probuditi naš duhovni život.
So we're following a process and one day our spiritual life will be awakened and then we'll realize we're spiritual.
I sljedeći ovaj proces, naš duhovni život će jednog dana biti probuđen i shvatit ćemo da smo duhovne duhovne.
But if we haven't realized we're spiritual, how can we say what is our spiritual life?
A ako ne shvatimo smo duhovni, kako možemo reći da imamo duhovni život?
But our right presently our activities, if we're sincere devotees, they're almost like spiritual.
Ali trenutne naše aktivnosti, ako smo iskreni bhakti, one su gotovo duhovne.
That's called devotional service in practice.
To se zove predano služenje u praksi, gotovo duhovno.
And one day by such practice it becomes purified.
Jednog dana prakticiranjem postat će pročišćen.
We realize we are spiritual.
I onda ćemo shvatiti da smo duhovni.
But I was just thinking that a great devotee. I suddenly realized that I'm dead.
Well, first we have to become a devotee before we become a great devotee.
Nego što postanemo veliki bhakta, moramo prvo postati bhakta. I'd like to ask you a question. Even on the level of bhava, a person can fall down. So how can we develop that careful
attention? If you get to bhava,
sorry?
Don't worry so much. Kind of even at the state of initiative, one doesn't fall down.
Doesn't. Kada čak i osoba kad dođe do razne ništa ne pada, da mu brinu sad za to.
Nije bilo ništa, znači osoba da pada.
Znači, so if it's on the ništa, we don't fall?
No.
Ne.
Well, Prabhupada writes in many places that...
Što Prabhupada piše na mnogim mjestima.
Generally, when one comes to the Madhyamadhikari platform, he doesn't fall down.
Kada osoba dođe do razne Madhyamadhikari, ona ne pada.
And at the stage of Bhava, one surely doesn't fall down.
I kada dođe na nivo Bhava, sigurno ne pada.
There's one example of Bharat Maharaj.
Postoji taj primjer Bharat Maharaja.
Who is just at the beginning of Bhava.
Koji je bio na početku Bhave.
But because he didn't have good association, he fell down.
Ali pošto nije imao dobro društvo, pao.
But not completely.
Ali ne potpuno.
So, rarely a person at such an advanced stage.
Rijetko da osoba na takvom naprednom stupnju.
Billions of years that the Bhagavatam talks is describing maybe one case you find or two.
Toliko puno primjera Bhagavata, možda i jedan slučaj, ali rijetko.
But let us first come to Nishta.
Ajde da prvo dođemo na nivo Nishta.
Then we'll feel relief from all our problems.
I onda ćemo osjetiti olakšanje od svih naših problema.
Then we'll see how much interest we are in getting all our problems back.
I onda da vidimo koliko ćemo biti zainteresirani da ponovo dobijemo sve svoje probleme.
Nishta is just like being released from jail after being in prison for decades.
A ništa, nema ništa znači kao da ste oslobođeni iz zatvora u kom ste decenijama bili.
You're in jail and the guards were beating you every day.
I bili su zatvori, tamo su vas držali, tu
svaki dan. Food.
Niste imali hranu.
A terrible place to sleep.
Grozno mjesto za spavanje.
And then they release you.
I onda vas oslobode.
And they give you a very comfortable house.
I onda vam daju jako udobnu kuću.
And people are taking care of you.
I ljudi koji brinu o vama.
And you wake up and think, well, maybe I should go back to the jail.
Onda se pravo nosimo, možda bi ipak prvo natrag u taj
zatvor. I haven't been beaten in a long time.
Znači, nisam već duže vremena tu.
No one will do that.
Znači, niko to neće napraviti.
So that's Nishta, what to speak of Ruchi or Asakti.
To je samo ništa, da ne govorimo o Ruchi i Asakti koji su iza to.
Then one will not go back to material existence.
Zašto bi osoba išla ona ponovo u materijalno posvojenje? Ne.
But the case of Bharat Maharaj is given just so we become cautious.
Ali primjer Bharat Maharaja je dan da bismo postali oprezni.
No, we don't think that especially in the neophyte's platform, that we're very elevated and we have nothing to fear.
Pogotovo na počet, na razne početnika, da ne mislimo da nemamo ničeg čega se trebamo bojati.
It's mostly for the new, it's an example for the neophyte devotees.
To je primjer za bhakti početnike.
To become more serious.
Da bi postali ozbiljni.
If you could become a deer, what am I going to become?
Ako je on postao jelen, šta ću ja onda postati?
Hvala puno.
Thank you.
Koliko na 3 naš angažman želje da napredimo u duhovnom životu i da dođemo na cilj, ništa, na primjer.
Pivo je.
Ja. Koliko mislim na lični angažman, želja, napredovanje.
So, how much our personal engagement and desire to get it to the level da ništa can help us?
Well, if you have no desire, you're not going to get anywhere.
Pa kaže, ako nema želje, neš nigdje ni doći. Mislim, želje.
Well, we have to use discrimination.
Ali moraš istovremeno koristiti moć diskriminacije.
We cut out the root of the material existence.
Znači moramo posjeći korijene materijalnog posljednja sa mačem znanja.
We sharpen with knowledge and discrimination, which is
naoštiti ga,
the sword of knowledge and discrimination.
Naoštiti ga znanjem i moć za diskriminaciju.
And it's sharpened with detachment and with renunciation.
Naoštiti ga odvojenošću i odlučnošću.
Desire is not enough, we have to have the right desire.
Želja nije dovoljna, moramo imati pravu želju. Isto vremeno, znači moraš imati znanje i odlučnost.
Čekaj, mislim, tu sam ti, samo da ti još da me dodam duhovnog učitelja, pa to ti.
So I would like to ask about the role of spiritual master. To get to the goal?
Spiritual master? Well, he has to be a spiritual master.
On what a bit to go.
The real spiritual master is one who knows the science of devotional service because he's situated on the transcendental platform.
A pravi duhovni učitelj je onaj koji zna znanost o predanom služenju i on je utemeljen na duhovnoj razini.
And he knows perfectly at every moment what Krishna desires.
I u svakom trenutku savršeno zna ono što Krishna želi.
So that's the spirit. He's actually mastered the science of the spiritual science.
On je usavršio znanost o duhovnu znanost.
Others may not be on that platform.
Drugi ne moraju biti na toj.
And they can take the role of spiritual master.
I oni mogu uzeti ulogu duhovnog učitelja.
But they may not be able to give such exacting instructions.
Ali možda neće biti u mogućnosti da daju te stvarne upute.
Kako sam ja razumio, znači duhovni učitelj, može biti duhovni učitelj, a da ne bude na primjer na nivou ništa.
As far as I understood properly, so if someone can be a spiritual master, it's not on the level of ništa.
Yeah, of course.
Da.
We've seen that already.
Vidjeli smo to već
dosta. When he's on the platform of Nishtha, he doesn't fall down.
Znači, kad je na razne ništa, ne pada.
We've seen dozens of our persons who've taken the role of initiating guru fall down in our society.
A vidjeli smo dosta tih duhovnih učitelja koji su preuzeli ulogu inicirajuće gurua, ali su pali.
So they must be kanishtadikar.
Znači, oni su morali da su bili kanishtadikar.
Even the Gaudiya Math with very some aristocratic and learned persons, most of them all fell down to him.
Čak i u Gaudiamatu sa mnogim aristokratskim osobama, oni su dosta od njih je popadao.
It's not so easy to be liberated.
To uopće nije lako biti oslobođen.
Manushanam sahasreshu kasyadidhi siddhaye yatatamapi siddhanam kasyamam beti tatvadha. Out of many millions of people, one may become liberated.
Jedan od miliona ljudi može biti oslobođen.
The tamos kanishtadikar is the pure Brahman.
Najuzvišeniji sadakar je čisti
kanishtadikar.
Topmost kanishtadikar is pure Brahman.
Yeah. Mode of goodness. Fixed in the mode of goodness.
Onaj koji je najviše u kanishtadikar je najčistiji Brahman.
So, to become such an advanced Brahman is not so easy.
A postati tako čisti na razni tog Brahmana nije
lako. From there, one could become liberated.
Sorry?
From From there one could become liberated like the four kumaras.
I sa te razne osoba može biti oslobođena kao što su četvorca kumara.
So it's not so cheap to become second class devotee.
Nije tako jeftino postati drugoklasni bhakta.
It's a very advanced stage.
To je vrlo napredan povrat.
But Bhaktan Maharaj activities of Prakrita devotee. Of Prakrita devotee, materialistic devotee.
He worships the deity.
Koje su aktivnosti materialistikog bhakti?
On obožava božanstva.
He worships the deity.
Obožava božanstva.
He may preach.
Može propovijedati.
But he doesn't have a clear conception.
Ali nema jasno.
Therefore his preaching is not always so effective.
Zato njegovo propovedanje nije uvek tako, nema.
But if he works under the guidance of a topmost devotee,
ali ako dijele pod uputama najuzvišenijeg bhakte,
then his activities become just like that of a topmost devotee.
Njegove aktivnosti postanu kao i te od uzvišenog bhakte.
Just like I may not know how to fix a car.
Isto kao ako ja znam kako da napravim auto.
But if I follow the directions of an expert
ako ne znam,
mechanic,
ali ako sledim upute stručnjaka,
then my activities become just like that of an expert mechanic.
I moje aktivnosti će biti poput tog eksperta.
But not that now I fix the car, now I become an expert mechanic.
I to ako sam ja popravio auto, da ja postanem ekspertni mehaničar.
No, as soon as we stop following the directions of the expert mechanic, we're lost.
I ali kao što ako ne slijedimo upute tog stručnog mehaničara, mi smo izgubljeni.
But as long as I follow the directions of an expert, then I also become expert. I'm acting as if I'm expert.
Sve dok slijedim upute eksperta, ja isto tako postajem ekspert.
Although in reality, I may not be really expert.
Iako u stvarnosti možda i nisam ekspert, ali dok slijedim upute.
But my activities become that of an expert.
Moje aktivnosti postaju ekspertne.
So even the Kanisa Adhikari, if he follows the directions of the topmost devotee, his activities become just like that of the topmost devotee.
Čak i na Kanishta Adhikari bhakta, ako slijedi upute najuzvišenijeg bhakte, njegove aktivnosti postaju na razni tog najuzvišenijeg.
Therefore, even a neophyte can experience ecstasy if he follows certain processes.
I početnik može imati iskustva ekstaze ako slijedi iskreno proces.
Under the guidance of an expert.
Pod uputama eksperta.
Yes.
If
he hasn't even asked the question yet. What's your question?
Yes. Tokom praktikovanja ljubavnog života, kada radi o to, ako mogu da kažem, ufiksirano.
During the practice of devotional service, and while we do it, being fixed.
Recimo u Sankirtan.
Like in Sankirtan, for example.
Tu sam prisiljen da budem jako fokusiran.
I'm forced to be focused.
Dolazi se pod utjecaj, ako mogu reći, duhovne energije.
So I come under the influence, if I can say, spiritual energy.
Međutim, veoma lako padnem sa tog nivoa.
But very easily I fall from that. So it looks to me that material energy is stronger than spiritual.
And if it was,
da jeste,
how does the activity bring you to the spiritual plane? Simply by distributing books, how do you come to the spiritual plane?
Ali kako onda jednostavno dijeleći knjige dođeš na raznu.
By our strength, we have no power to surpass the material energy.
Svojom snagom nemamo moći da nadiđemo materijalnu energiju.
But if we serve the superior devotee,
ako služimo uzvišenijem bhakti,
we serve his instructions, as Prabhupada told us, distribute his books.
I slijedimo njegove upute, kao što nam Šrila Prabhupada da rekao da dijelimo knjige.
Then by concentrating on activity, we come to the spiritual plane.
I znači, koncentriramo se na tu aktivnost, dođemo na duhovnu razinu.
How can we say that material energy is more powerful than the spiritual?
Kako onda možemo reći da je materijalna energija moćnija od duhovne? But it overcomes.
Yeah, as soon as you stop.
Because, zato što čim ti prestaneš,
then you're in the material energy.
Znači, onda si
if you didn't stop, then you wouldn't
be in the
material energy. Da nisi
prestao da djeluješ po tom duhovnu energiju, ne ostao bi u njoj.
Tik-tak.
Svjesnost ti padne
Therefore, one who is actually on the Nishta platform, which is described here, he doesn't stop his devotional service.
Tako da, kad je osoba na razini Nishta, ona ne prestaje svojim duhovnim aktivnostima.
Even though sometimes some material desire may be present, he doesn't take it so seriously.
Čak i kad je neka materijalna želja prisutna, on je ne uzima za ozbiljno. Nema valjda
niti. Yes, Andy.
Yes, primijetio sam da ima jedan dio brata koji nisu došli do nivoa duhovnog učitelja, možda jednu deceniju, dvije decenije su tu procesu. Pa sam htio da pitam da li oni mogu i koliko oni mogu nagledati u duhovnom životu tako i će prirodno doći da možda nakon 30 godina, 40 godina nekog života dođu do guruva i mogu možda početi nekom nešto, ne znam, to mi nije jasno.
So we can see some devotees who are here like for 10, 20 years and they don't have a spiritual master. So how can they reach that spiritual platform? Or maybe they will stay like another some years. So what's the case with them?
Well, how can they be here for 10 years and not have a spiritual master?
Kako mogu biti 10 godina tu, a da nema duhovnog učitelja?
They must be following Prabhupada's instructions.
Mora da slijedite što Prabhupada instrukcije.
So they must be accepting Prabhupada as their spiritual master to some degree.
Mora da prihvate što Prabhupada kao svog duhovnog učitelja do određene mjere.
Many people got initiated.
Mnogi ljudi inicirani i otišli.
But someone here for 10, 20 years, and even if they haven't formally got initiated, still they're serving Prabhupada's instructions.
Ali ti koji su tu, a nisu dobri sad, znači na neki način, još uvijek su tu i slijede, znači upute šla Prabhupada.
And after all, even the present spiritual masters, all they can do, to the best of their ability, try to convey what Prabhupada said.
I čak i oni koji su inicirani, oni rade sve ono što je šla Prabhupada, u stvari rekao, ti učitelji daju instrukcije koje je šla Prabhupada. Dakle, onda znači kad si iniciran, a odeš, mislim, to nije to prednost ako si odšao, znači, a ti koji su tu, oni i dalje slijede, znači, to što su tu je pokazatelj da slijede u te duhovnog učitelja.
And often we see people accept spiritual masters in ISKCON.
I vidimo kako često ljudi prihvataju duhovnog učitelja u ISKCON-u.
And they lose the sense of universality of the message.
I gube taj osjećaj univerzalnosti poruke.
But they forget that all of Prabhupada's followers are all preaching the same message.
Zaboravljaju da svi sljedbenici šla Prabhupada propovedaju istu poruku.
And because they become fanatical about only their own initiating guru's instructions.
I ako postanu fanatični u vezi samo uputama njihovog duhovnog učitelja.
They offend the other devotees.
Prave uvrede prema drugim bhaktama.
Either directly or by just by not taking them seriously.
Ili direktno ili ne uzimajući ih za ozbiljno.
Therefore, often we see that their advancement is slower than someone who doesn't take initiation.
I onda vidimo da je napredak takvih bhakta sporiji od onih koji nisu uzeli inicijaciju.
Because they won't listen to anyone.
Zato što oni ne
slušaju nikoga. Usually they don't listen to their own spiritual master either.
Čak onda ni svog guru ne slušaju.
They've gotten too familiar.
Postanu previše familijarni.
Committed too many offenses against all the other devotees.
I prave previše uvrede prema svim drugim bhaktama.
But still, everyone should take initiation.
Ali još uvijek osoba bi trebao, svako bi trebao...
But that initiation should also be properly understood.
Uzeti inicijaciju, ali ta inicijacija bi trebala biti shvaćena na pravi način.
Otherwise it won't be very effective.
U suprotnom neće imati efekta.
Initiation by itself, without proper understanding, is not very valuable.
Sama inicijacija po sebi, bez pravog razumijenja, ne znači puno.
Zvonite, da li to znači da osoba, na primjer, ako služi šlao pravo da duži sa bakterom, može isto tako ne otići u duhovni svijet bez duhovnog učitelja?
So does it mean if a person serves Srila Prabhupada and associates with devotees, he does take initiation, can go to spiritual world?
Yeah, of course.
No.
Without having the present spiritual master yet.
We've seen so many devotees. They've taken initiation. They've taken three times.
Vidjeli smo toliko bhakta koji su uzeli tri inicijacije, tri puta inicijacije.
So they can't go to the spiritual world, they have to take another one?
Trebaju uzeti još jedno.
No, initiation means be fixed in the disciple's conclusion.
A inicijacija znači biti fiksiran u zaključku duhovnog učeničkog nasljeđa.
So you're fixed in the conclusion of Krishna's eternal servant.
I ako smo ufiksirani u tom zaključku, ja sam Krišnin sluga.
And I have to take shelter of Prabhupada's instructions.
I trebam uzeti učeće šlo Prabhupadovih uputa.
As well as his representatives.
Isto tako kao i njegovih predstavnika.
That's not as good as initiation.
To znači da nije dovoljno kao inicijacija.
Question of sincerity.
To je stvar iskrenosti.
We don't claim in ISKCON that any one of our gurus is absolute.
Mi ne tvrdimo da je bilo ko od gura u ISKCONu apsolutan.
That the guru is relative in ISKCON.
Guru je relativan u ISKCONu.
He's a servant of the society.
On je sluga društva.
He's not supposed to have independent ideas.
On ne bi trebao imati neovisne ideje.
Or he may have his own ideas.
On može imati svoje.
But in terms of instructing others, he's simply part of the society.
Svoje ideje, ali što se tiče davanja uputa drugima, on služi društvu. Iskreno.
And if he tries to act independently, he'll simply create problems for himself and others.
A ako pokuša da djeluje neovisno, onda će napraviti probleme i za sebe i za druge.
Because it will deviate from Prabhupada's instructions to cooperate.
Zato što će to devirati. Zastraniti od ideja, šlo Prabhupadovih ideja.
And as soon as we deviate from Prabhupada's instructions, we become a sar or useless.
E, a čim zastranimo šlo Prabhupadovih ideja, postanemo beskorisni.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Ako dobijemo blagoslov od Guru Deva,
if we get blessings from
Guru, kako se oni održavaju? Da li se mora desiti tako kao što Guru kaže?
If Guru, what effect does it make?
Well, Prabhupada said if you get blessings from any advanced devotee,
ako dobiješ blagoslov od bilo kog naprednog
bhakta, or someone who's more advanced than you,
i neko ko je napredniji od tebe,
then devotional service becomes more easy.
Predano služenje postane lakše.
Or you're able to advance more easily.
I onda ti je lakše napredovati.
So we want well wishes from all the more advanced, all the devotees.
Tako da želimo imati dobronamernike u svim naprednim baktama. Znači, njihove blagoslove.
The spiritual master doesn't teach that he is the only one who's understood Krishna.
Duhovni učitelj ne poučava tome da je on jedini koji je razumio Krishna.
He teaches us how to discriminate and serve appropriately everyone who's understood Krishna to different degrees. If the spiritual master is advanced,
duhovni učitelj je napredan.
He can instruct us.
Ako je napredan, on nas može poučavati.
How to properly serve and reciprocate with all the other devotees according to their advancement.
Kako da pravilno se družimo i služimo sve druge bhakte koji su
nam. If he doesn't do that,
ako to ne radi,
then he's on the Kanishtha Adhikari platform.
On je na platformi na Kanishtha Adhikari.
And he won't be able to help us very much.
I neće biti u mogućnosti da nam previše pomogne.
So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Brindaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.